Not really. I mean, it's good to look ahead. It's good to understand what we're playing for, but we have to understand the task at hand and what bridge we have to cross in order to make it to our ultimate goal, and San Francisco is that bridge right now.
Do you mind just sharing some of your personal journey since the baby was born? I mean, just what has life been like for you?
It's been pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same. I still have the same job, so I have to come up and wake up at the same time and come here and do the same things. The only thing different, when I go home, I have another person there waiting for me.
And what is that feeling like?
It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, I'm anxious to go home and look at her and, you know, feed her, burp her, not so much changing the diaper part, but, you know, everything that comes along with it is great. She is. Every day she's starting to change. Every day she's starting to change a little bit, but she's starting to get a little bit of me in her. Yeah.
Anything that you'd like to say? She has my eyes.
She has my eyes. She has my ears too, which is kind of weird. But I look at her ears all the time, and she has my ears, and she kind of has like my forehead too. So that's a plus, I guess.
Victor, looking back, what do you think your 99-yard touchdown catch against the Jets did for this team in terms of confidence?
It's tough to tell. I think it kind of boosted our confidence as far as just having momentum and understanding that, you know, whenever we needed those big plays and certain games where we were just kind of low and we needed a big play, and I was the person to do that, and I was the person to create that opportunity for us. And I think it just boosted everybody's momentum and got everybody's spirits up, and we understood that we were a good team, and we've been flying high since then. No, we just got to, I guess, continue to play our game. And, you know, due to this offense, we're able to hopefully catch the ball and catch it in space and be able to do the things we like to do with the ball in our hands. So that'll be a test for us. And, you know, we understand that their secondary are really good at coming downhill and making good tackles, solid tackles. And, you know, it'll be a challenge for us.
We ask you a lot about making plays after the catch. How much is just you, and how much is maybe where Eli puts the ball for you sometimes, his accuracy? What part does that play in the equation?
It plays a huge part. I think it kind of goes hand in hand. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's, you know, the location of the football that allows us to, you know, either catch it in stride and be able to see the defender, you know, in front of us and be able to make a move by the time we catch the ball, as opposed to it being a little behind us where we'd have to stop and then it would take a second off of potentially getting that extra yard or two. So a lot of it has to do with where the ball is placed, and then a lot of it has to do with just natural ability. Nothing really. I mean, he just has the flu kind of thing. And it was just, you know, we understand that he's, you know, he's sick and you know, it's tough to practice under those circumstances, under those conditions. And hopefully he can get well soon and he'll be back out here with us.
It's only for the rest of you guys, but do you have any concerns that your timing might be thrown off a little bit?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. As long as he'll be out here tomorrow and Friday and just be out here working with us and you know, it's tough to pull him away from this field. And, you know, no matter how sick he was, he didn't want to leave the field today. But, you know, it's just one of those things where he had to. And we understand that. But by no means do I think our timing's going to be off or anything like that.
But it becomes a concern. If he would have missed tomorrow, then it becomes a concern.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Make sure you said Monday that you're good with seeing these guys again. Why are you looking forward to this matchup? And is there anything in that first meeting that you feel you didn't take advantage of?
Nothing that we feel like we didn't take advantage of, just more of, you know, understanding that we wanted to play this team again, and we understood that, to reach our ultimate goal, it was probably going to have to go through this team, and we understood that, and now we have the opportunity to do so, and, you know, we're excited about it. We understand that we came close to beating them early on this year, and, you know, we get another shot.
Where they're now and that second time so much more aware of what you can do. Do you think San Francisco has any advantage or if you get Rodgers again, you know, and seeing you a second time?
I don't know. It'll be tough. I feel like, you know, they still have to defend. They still have to, you know, be aware of different routes that we have and different, you know, different talents that each receiver has and each receiver possesses. So it's still going to be a challenge, more or less, whether the way he plays us, the way their secondary views us. So, you know, it should be a good matchup.
What's something you learn in the game?
How close do you keep track of the weather this week out there?
I did like I did in Green Bay last week. I put it in my phone, and I put the San Fran weather in my phone, and I saw it was going to be a little rainy so far. But, you know, that was like 8 days. It was like 8 days before the game. So, you know, clouds and stuff like to move around, and hopefully those rain clouds can move to the left a little bit. So we'll see. It is. It's a little, you know, it's grass, so it naturally has that give to it, and it's, you know, that stadium's been around a long time, so it's a throwback stadium, and the grass is pretty thick, and you can tend to slide and slip a little bit. So, you know, if it rains, it'll definitely be a challenge for us. But, you know, it's nothing that you know, we haven't faced before. You know, Green Bay was cold, and that thing is slick. And due to how cold it is, that the field is rather slick. So, you know, whatever challenges come our way, we'll have to just take them head on.
Victor, do you and Hakeem and Mario kind of play off each other during a game in terms of you see someone make a nice play and you kind of want to match that a little bit?
Of course. You know, it's always a thing where us as receivers, we understand that we all make plays, and when we see one make a play or the other make a play, we want to come out and we want to make some plays too. I think that's what makes us so good, because we understand each other's strengths, and you know, we play to that. You know, we come to the sideline and just tell each other, you know, different coverages, how they're playing us, and you know, we like to make plays all over the field.
And going back to the second time thing, what's something that you learned about facing Rodgers that you didn't know on film? Like, you learned it only in the game that you can now take?
I don't know. It's just a matter of, you know, just seeing him again and understanding that there were some positive things I did against him in the first game. And you know, I'm probably going to have to stick to those things. And watching film, he's gotten a lot better, obviously, since then. He's been doing a lot of good things. And you know, it's just a thing where I just have to, as the game goes on, see where he's favoring, see which way he's leaning towards, and just try to calculate and maneuver off his the way his body's shifting and things like that. I guess you guys can answer that question better than I can.
Victor, talk about the momentum switch, the way you guys have been able to convert a lot of third and longs, and the way your defense has been able to stop a lot of third and fourth downs. I mean, just the two of those things combined probably have a big impact on this four-game win streak.
Yeah, it's been huge. Our third down percentage has been great, and it's good to, you know, it's something we pride ourselves on, and all through practice we understand that third downs are always huge for any football team, but coming down the stretch to convert these third downs are huge, and the fact that we're able to convert those in key situations has been tremendous for us, and our defense has just been playing awesome this entire playoffs, and you know, if they continue to play like that for you know, this week and God willing the next one, we'll be okay. Definitely not. You know, a year ago I was just trying to, you know, find my way on this team and was trying to get off of IR and making sure I was healthy, getting ready for next year, and watching the, you know, the end of the season last year and seeing how that thing's turned out. So this year has just been a tremendous ride for me, and you know, I don't want it to end. We still got some goals in you know, in line in front of us, and you know, we want to complete those. Everyone is great.
Do you have family staying with you in order to help you navigate? Because, you know, you probably don't want to be waking up during the night if you have to be here.
Nope, no family. Just trooping it out, me and the girlfriend.
Not sleep deprived yet?
Not yet, no.
Do you do midnight feeding?
I do not do feedings because my breasts do not have I do not lactate. So I do not do midnight feedings. But I am awake for the meetings, unfortunately. I do kind of pop up for those meetings and then I pass back out. But other than that, I'm heavily involved in the midnight feedings. I can nap. It depends on how tired I am.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm awake. Once I'm up kind of thing. But I think I'll have to learn to start taking a few naps, probably.
How have you kept your football focus? Because obviously, you know, that's a big deal. How have you kept your football focus? What's kept you grounded?
You know, my girlfriend understands, you know, I need to watch film, and she allots time for me to do so, and she's always been great at that, and you know, I've just been able to come in here on my downtime and just watch film and come in here a little earlier in the morning and pay some more attention to football. So it's been good. It's been a good transition for me. It's a good timing for me to come in here and really hone in on you know, what I do in my profession, and you know, it's been a little bit of a transition, but it's cool. I guess so, yeah. She has no choice, especially since I, you know, we won the first playoff game since she was born, since I was a father, so that was cool.
And where did you put the hospital bracelet? Did you put that off somewhere?
Yeah, it's in the house. It's in the house in a drawer. We got to put it away, figure out what we're going to do with it.
You talked about the competition, the friendly competition that you guys have as receivers. I mean, obviously you guys have different strengths and weaknesses, mm-hmm. and so forth. Hakeem's hands, I mean, how much of a strength is that? For him, I mean, the guy's got hands that are big.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime your hands are just about as big or bigger than the actual width of the football, it's always an advantage. And for especially his athleticism and the way he goes up and gets it and makes, you know, all these dynamic catches and things like that, it's just amazing to, you know, to watch him play. And his hands are definitely, you know, one of his attributes that are one of his best. It was a little bit of disrespect. I mean, obviously it's something I do, and it's something that you know, to do it on me in front of our sideline was a little disrespectful, but I understand that's all part of the game. You know, things happen and guys are going to do that. And he wasn't the only one to have mocked that dance, throughout the season and things like that. So, you know, it's fine with me.
He was really the only cornerback, though. A lot of the other guys were receivers, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A little bit.
Español.
Sí.
Víctor, la defensa saben cómo tú trabajaste en la temporada regular y te están aplicando fuerte.
Mm-hmm.
¿Te sientes frustrado por eso?
No, nosotros sabemos que van a jugar duro y van a jugar fuerte, pero nosotros tenemos que you know, sigan jugando duro como estaba jugando con Green Bay y con Atlanta y vamos a ver lo que hacen.
Obviamente tú no has estado involucrado en ningún touchdown. ¿Esperas lograrlo este domingo?
Sí, cuando nosotros jugamos yo quiero a score a touchdown cada vez que yo tengo el fútbol y 7 semanas va el primer touchdown de los playoffs para mí y nos vamos a ver.
¿Lo vas a educar a tu niño?
Sí, de verdad. De nada. You just got to put touchdown. Touchdown. There you go. Put a little accent on it. Am I good? No problem.